of the millions to regain your social life. Ask your doctor if Fluvoxacor XL is right for you.
Envira Pharmaceuticals. Products for today. A vision for tomorrow.
Could I buy one of these?
Yep. $12.95.
Can I ask, how many of these do you sell in a day?
Aw, heck. Sometimes I sell more of these than I sell gas.
Really?
Yeah. People pass through here on their way to somewhere else. They're getting gas and they want a little local flavor, you know. Something to bring their kid, most likely.
We're at a truck stop outside Rock Springs, Wyoming, a tiny town on the way to everywhere else. Of course, most of Wyoming is on the way to everywhere else. Aside from Alaska, Wyoming is the least populated state in the Union, with only 6 people per square mile, despite being roughly the same size as its densely populated neighbors, Utah and Colorado. But we're not here to talk to those passing through. We're here to talk to one of Wyoming's most indelible residents, whose likeness is sold in gift shops and truck stops all along the interstate. We're here to talk to the jackalope.
Two Twinkies and a bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos, right? That's what we agreed.
Here you go.
Thanks, kid. You brought your kid along with you? What's wrong with you?
Well, he wanted to meet you, so...
He hasn't figured out childcare yet.
Leo?
Hey, who has, am I right? Don't worry about it. Just that some kids get upset when I'm not some cute little toy.
And a cute little toy he is not. Contrary to the adorable piggy banks and coffee mugs in the gift shops, the jackalope turns out to be a far more complicated creature. A standard depiction of the jackalope is an adorable bunny rabbit with 2 tiny pronghorn-like horns on its head. The real jackalope is quite different. Rather than an adorable bunny, the jackalope is a large and scrawny jackrabbit with beady eyes. The horns are not the short horns of a pronghorn, but rather huge, arching deer horns that are as big as its body. Just looking at him makes you feel sorry that he has to lug around such huge things on his head all day.
The locals do their best to keep me hidden. Hey, where can I see a real jackalope? They'll say. You're better off with the piggy bank, is the response. It's no big deal. If all I ever saw was the perfect depiction of a human being, I'm sure I'd be pretty disappointed when I saw a real one. Wow, this is a treat. Usually, I'm picking out of dumpsters, going through trash cans, just getting what I can before they chase me off. One time, an Oroweat truck jackknifed on I-80. There was pumpernickel everywhere. It was amazing. I was in heaven. I stored like 5 loaves under the overpass, 8 full weeks.
The jackalope certainly isn't the wondrous creature of the prairie you're expecting. Instead of hopping through the fields eating alfalfa, the jackalope spends most of its time dumpster diving and living off scraps, a lifestyle he says is the consequence of being stuck between 2 worlds.
You try hanging out with rabbits and it's no good. Where do rabbits live? In holes. You ever tried crawling through a hole with basically a chandelier on your head? And deer? Forget about it. Who can run that fast? The herd gets spooked, and suddenly I'm standing in the middle of the field wondering where everybody went.
It seems as though the residents of Wyoming have a bit of a hard time with the fantasy of the jackalope versus the reality. And I have to admit, I'm having a bit of a hard time myself. Wyoming is one of the most beautiful places in the world, and the jackalope was always an adorable reminder of that fact. But here, backdropped by the majestic Rocky Mountains, we're seeing that the reality has a hard time living up to the fantasy.
Nothing worse than bursting someone's bubble. Hey, how about some treats for your friendly neighborhood jackalope? Loser. You ever seen a bald eagle?
Well, in pictures.
What sound do they make?
It's like a screech, like...
Wrong. Maybe they make that sound every once in a while, but for the most part, it's annoying. It's a high-pitched chirping noise that drives you crazy. Look it up. Get out your phone. Look up bald eagle noises.
What does that have to do with anything?
Last year, there was this guy over in Laramie. They put him in jail for shooting a bald eagle. There was something like 12 or 13 of them in these trees next to his trailer. They drove him crazy. They wouldn't shut up.
I've got it on my phone. Does it sound like this?
That's it. That's what it is. You hear that?
That's the sound they make?
Yeah, well, I want you to imagine that, but multiply it by 12 and make it all day and all night. Can you blame them?
Well, I don't think he should have shot at them.
Which is what everybody said. How could he shoot at these majestic creatures? And anybody who said that didn't have 12 of them in their backyard.
It is kind of annoying.
Leo?
Point I'm trying to make is, hey buddy, how about some bugles for the jackalope?
Get lost, freak.
Point I'm trying to make is, when you try and mess with someone's image of the way things are supposed to be, it just makes them mad at you. You ever had a dream catcher? One of those Native American things hanging above your bed?
In college, sure.
You ever been to an Indian reservation?
Well, no.
Exactly. People just want the good stuff. It doesn't work that way. You want the steak? You gotta eat the spinach that comes with it. Come on, I want to show you something.
And this quickly became one of the many times that I regretted bringing my son along with me on these trips. The jackalope asked us to drive him several miles out of town. During the car ride, I had a hard time explaining away the jackalope's situation. Well, things like this can be complicated, honey.
This is nice. What is this, Alexis? I got my own heating vent back here.
We started calculus in school this year. That seems complicated. Caring for people doesn't seem complicated.
Hey, look at you. You got a little genius up there.
How about we approach this like journalists? Let's deliver information to people and let them make up their own conclusions.
I'm not a journalist. I'm 11. I've made a conclusion. His life sucks.
This kid's gonna be president. Hey, here it is, right up here.
What is that?
We followed a dirt road out into the middle of nowhere. And there, in the middle of a field, gathered around a pile of rotting lettuce and moldy discarded bread, was a veritable colony of jackalopes.
Hey, everybody. I brought a reporter with us. She's doing a story. Watch your language.
There's so many.
Not as many as there used to be.
How many are there?
I'd say we're at about 20. There's some stragglers out there who don't want to hang out in a group. They got this paranoid fantasy that the humans are just trying to round us up so they can get rid of us.
What's with the garbage?
Hey, come on, kid. That's not garbage. That's the local government's brilliant plan to provide for the jackalope community. Old bread and wilted lettuce. Supermarkets dump it here for us.
I take it you don't like that solution.
Better than nothing, I guess. Trust me. If they could find another use for old bread and bad greens, they wouldn't put it here. Also, look around. We're in the middle of a flood zone. Once a year, this whole place is underwater. That's why nobody lives here. So what do? They say, here's a bunch of food we can't eat, and we'll dump it on some land we can't live on. Message received, you guys. Message received. How you doing, Gramps?
Huh?
How are you doing, Gramps?
Hey, haven't seen him.
This is Gramps. He's not exactly on the young side, as you can tell.
That jackalope has a beard.
Molly, Jackie, Betty Lou, how are
you? You still owe us ding-dongs, you degenerate.
I'm working on it.
A colony of scraggly jackalopes surrounding the pile of old food. It stands in stark contrast to the beauty and splendor of the Wyoming landscape. It reminded me of the homeless camps of Skid Row, or the abject poverty of some Native American reservations. It seems that the Sasquatch wasn't the only American monster in crisis. So, we spoke with the Sasquatch in Oregon. He said we should speak with you?
Oh, yeah? That old guy's still kicking, huh?
He said we should give you this. It's a claw. Do you know what it means?
Are you serious? He gave this to you. to give to me. Who's in trouble?
Do you know anything about Champ?
Champ? Never thought it'd be her. The world's just too darn cruel, y'all.
What's all this about?
Hang on.
We were asking him about his brother, but he didn't want to talk about him.
Oh, yeah, don't bring that up. See, the Sasquatch is a purist. For him, surviving isn't as important as how you survive. The skunk ape, though? Last I heard, he was living in a trailer in the swamp. Apparently, he's got internet access. Twitter followers. He went human on us. No judgment from me, though. Again, you give me some opposable thumbs, I'll be the first one to hitchhike out of here. Here you go.
Another claw? How many of these are there?
And who does it belong to?
Hey, kids, come on. If I give you all the answers, it'd really go against the whole mysterious creature vibe I've got going on. Listen, though, all jokes aside, this is important.
Let me guess. We're supposed to take these claws to someone else.
Pack up your capri pants, lady. You're going to Puerto Rico.
As we sat there in the Jackson Hole Airport, waiting for the next leg of our adventure, I couldn't escape the sense that there was something much bigger going on. We were on a mission now. A mission given to us by Sasquatch and a rabbit with horns. It sounded ridiculous, but it had officially stopped feeling that way. We were on our way from the cold mountaintops to the steamy jungle. Puerto Rico, here we come.
Monsters Almanac is a production of Kid Pod Theater, produced by Jason T. Reed, Casey Wolf, and Joe Fisher. Written by Joe Fisher. Directed by Casey Wolf and Joe Fisher. Featuring the voice talents of Megan Holloway as Rivka Schuster, Austin Mosier as Leo Schuster, Rick J. Glenn as Sasquatch, and Larry Morrow as the Jackalope. Sound engineering by Casey Wolf. Sound design and editing by Craig Good. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Find out more about him at Incompetech.com. If you like what you hear, please leave a review on iTunes, blab about us on social media, or scream about us in the middle of a dark, enchanted forest.